Their Lady Bobcats travel to Alton on Tuesday to play the Lady Comets and come home with a win, 64-54. Lady Bobcats had three players scoring double figures, led by Caden Hillis with 31 points. Riley Davis had 20 points, and Riley Josaro had 10 points. Lady Comets were led by Miley Haney with 22 points and Braylee Campbell with 14. Early in the second half, their sophomore Riley Davis scored her 1,000th career point. After the game, Coach Denny Young talked about the win and Davis.
You know, a little out of position tonight, and the pressure that Davis had, you know, getting that 1,000. You know, we have to understand it's still a 15-year-old kid. And,
exactly.
You know, when we're dealing with these kids, it's hard for us as coaches, no matter how much ball they play, it's hard for us to realize, hey, they're still 14, 15, 16 years old. And, you know, that weighed on her pretty heavy, and boy, I was glad when she finished it, because it's like the top come off of it. But kudos, that was a good team win, because Caden Hillis carried us at some of that first half. And, you know, we had girls step up that haven't played just a ton, that really stepped up some big moments tonight. And so that was a really, really good test for us on the road against a rival, if you want to call it that. But boy, I was proud of those girls.
The West Plains Lady Scissors pick up their first conference win of the season on Monday with a win over the Lady Liberators in Bolivar, 81-66. Shaylee Peterson led the Lady Scissors with 21 points. Gillian Green had 17 and Ainsley McWilliams 12. Lady Scissors now 14-7 on the year, 1-1 in conference play. Other games yesterday, boys. The Liberty Eagles defeat the previously undefeated Bunker 59-58. In girls action, Bunker defeated Liberty 71-45. Houston lost to Hartville 56-42. Got a busy schedule of basketball today. Mammoth Spring Bears and Lady Bears are at home at Ball Knob. We'll have both games on K-Country 95. West Plains boys go to Bolivar. That game on the train, 100.9. Their boys are at home in Houston. Couch girls go to Kabul. Willow Springs boys at Salem, Missouri. Liberty boys will host Kabul. The Dora boys are at Van Buren. Van Buren girls at Licking. Mountain Grove boys at Ava. Donovan boys at home with Greenville. Eminence boys play host to South Iron. Gainesville boys are at Fordland. Highland boys and girls play host to Brooklyn. Melbourne boys and girls play host to Bergman. Calico Rock boys and girls are at Maynard. Viola boys and girls play host to Shirley. Hoxie boys and girls at home with Piggott. Stone Hendricks boys host Rivercrest. The Walnut Ridge boys and girls go to Marmaduke. Isler County boys and girls are at Norfolk. Cave City boys and girls host Pangburn. Pocahontas boys and girls at Westside Jonesboro. Mountain Home boys and girls at Salem Springs. And the Salem, Arkansas girls at home with Heber Springs. College basketball tonight, number 21 Arkansas back in action. They'll go to LSU to take on the Tigers. 8 o'clock tip-off. Tomorrow, Missouri is at Texas A&M. Arkansas State will host Louisiana Monroe. On Thursday, Missouri State hosts Louisiana Tech. The National Collegiate Baseball Writers Association preseason polls are out, and the Arkansas Razorbacks are ranked number 5 in the first polls. There are 5 SEC teams in the top 10, led by LSU at number 1, Texas at number 3, Arkansas at 5, Mississippi State at 6, and Auburn at 8. Arkansas opens the season on Friday against Oklahoma State in Arlington, Texas. 2 West Plains Zizzer football players have signed to continue to play football in college. Dominic Hale signs to play next season at William Woods University, and Ethan Miller signs to play next season at Central University. Congratulations to both Dominic and Ethan. The Donovan, Missouri cheer team placed in the top 3 at a national competition over the weekend. Donovan High School cheer squad finished in 3rd place in the small co-ed game day division at the American Cheerleaders Cup National Championship. The competition was held this past weekend in Orlando, Florida. That's sports. I'm Mike Robertson for the Ecom Sports Network.